should get to know him. Fine. Very quickly, so short and sweet, Ben Ishchai, but listen carefully. The Gemara says in Ketubot on Daf Hey, the Gemara says that we had a pasuk in last week's parasha, V'yatet tielecha al azeinecha. You should always have a shovel with you when you go to war in your arsenal, so that if you ever have to clean up, if you ever have to use the restroom, you should clean up after yourself with the shovel. Don't leave it lying around anywhere. So the Gemara darshins in Ketubot Daf Hey, V'yal tikri aznecha, right? The pasuk says, V'yatet tielecha al azeinecha. V'yal tikri aznecha, azeinecha, ela oznecha. You should always have a shovel or something mishupach, something slanted on your ears. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, why are a person's fingers created in such a way that they're slanted? Says the Gemara, so that if he hears Lashon Hara, he should stick his fingers in his ear and not listen to it. And the Gemara says another version, another bright, it says, no. So Rabbi Ishmael says, why does a person have a soft lobe of his ear, so that if he hears Lashon Hara, he can stick them inside of his ear and not listen to the Lashon Hara? Says the Ben Ishmael, what's the machloket? He's based on his son's Torah and his own Torah. What's the machloket? Is the one who said, who chose, Rabbi Ishmael, who chose not to say the finger pshat, and rather chose the earlobe pshat, said, listen, I understand you need to have two fingers to be able to stick into your ears. So what do you need 10 of them to be slanted for? Rather, it makes more sense to have these two that are there to guard your ears. And what does the Tana Kama say back? Says the Ben Ishchai. Tana Kama says back, if you really think something is so important, you have more guards than you need. If you really think something is so important, then you have tons of high top secret security to make sure that it stays safe. And what does Rabbi Ishmael say back? He says, yeah, that's very nice, but you don't keep them an arm's length away, you keep them right next door. Oh, if you have two guards, you keep them right at the package to make sure that it stays safe. You see how important it is. The important it is to make sure we don't hear Lashon Hara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two sets of guards. He gave us here and he gave us there. And then on the Rambam in Hilchot Tefillah in Perek Zayin, Rabbeinu Manoach says that the halacha says you have to clean out your ears, clean out your mouth, clean out your nose every morning before you wake up, every tefillah. Before you daven, you have to clean, make sure your whole body is clean. Get all the holes have to be clean of whatever lichluch is in there. And the Ein Sarich Lomar, says Rabbeinu Manoach, is Ganash Beferush. He says, Ein Sarich Lomar, Lashon Hara v'nibul peh, Shema lichluchim hagdolim, have to be cleaned out before we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. It should be a Shana Tova, Metuka, Hatzlacha Rabah.